Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. America's inflation rose to 7.5% in January. That's the highest level since February of 1982. Edgewell CEO Rod Little on CNBC says there's a silver lining to be had.
Yeah, the good news is the new inflation peak we're seeing is primarily around materials. And so we've talked about resins in the past being significantly up. This last round, chemicals, specifically chemicals that go into the sun care formulations, are the big drivers.
President Biden said Thursday that American citizens in Ukraine should leave now due to increasing concerns that Russian troops may soon invade the country. It should be noted, although a massive troop buildup by Russia is taking place, President Putin could be posturing for NATO concessions, or an invasion could take place. USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Here are some of the details on a House Oversight Committee's concern on some of President Trump's memorabilia when he was president.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Happy Friday, my friend, as we enter Super Bowl weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jane Timken, a GOP candidate in the Ohio U.S. Senate race, told Newsmax on Thursday why she deserves the Ohioan vote.
Well, the pitch is I'm the true America First candidate, and I am the grassroots candidate. And you know, President Trump supported and backed me to be chair of the Ohio Republican Party. You know that he was making phone calls for me, and I'm the one that took on the Kasich machine in Ohio. I stood up and delivered for President Trump. We won Ohio by 8.5 points. And the people of Ohio know I've been in the trenches fighting for them and our conservative cause. And it's because I'm also out there talking about the issues that are important to them. We saw inflation rise to 7.5% today. It's harming the families that can least afford it. They're out there. I'm out there talking to voters about the crime issues, the border issues. We had record overdoses in Ohio just last year. We need to close the border. I'm out there talking about workforce issues because we got to get people back to work. And we need to talk about what's happening in our schools. I want to know what love is.
Ian McDonald. MacDonald's son is reporting the multi-instrumentalist and songwriter, best known for his co-founding roles in both King Crimson and Foreigner, died Wednesday at the age of 75 from cancer. He was surrounded by his family in New York City. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live. No, it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, how do you overcome the big lies that have mounted up over the decades? I mean, it isn't that lying is just something new. This has been something that America has continued to live with and accept. And here we are decades down the road. And what's happening, it's like where the left is really freaking out, the people who have orchestrated these lies especially, they're freaking out because America is finally coming to the stark reality that, hey, man, these guys have been lying to us. I don't care what we're talking about. We're talking about abortion. We're talking about COVID. Just go on down the line because that's what, as DeRoy Murdoch would say, my good friend out of Manhattan, he says, look, at liars lie. That's what they do. And the fact of the matter is they're all being exposed, as our next guest, my other good friend of Puerto Rican descent. Yes, Mexicans and Puerto Ricans get together, smart aleck, so just behave yourself. Julio Rivera is with us. He's the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant, and a featured columnist at Newsmax.com, LiveZet.com, The Washington Times, amongst others. And, hey, the reason we get along is because we have the same view here, Julio. I mean, we want the best for everybody. We look at everyone as children of God, made in his image, and we respect and honor that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one thing I think that's been lost, I think, on government officials nowadays. You know, I don't think that they believe that we're all the same. They don't believe, I think, really, especially the ones on the left, they always trumpet equality, the so-called, you know, that's like a big talking point for them, you know, the idea of equality. But they believe really in a two-tier system, you know, and right now I think that, you know, a lot of these people in Congress are getting over on the American people. Mm-hmm. You know, they're using their power to self-enrich. It's really out of control. You know, Washington, D.C., and we see it in a lot of examples. We see it all over the country. We see it in Stacey Abrams and her, you know, not wanting to wear a mask while leaving the children masks.
Right.
And the attitudes that different legislators and government officials and executives have had, you know, during this coronavirus pandemic with the way that they've behaved, people like Gavin Newsom and whatnot. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I think we're really in a time of where Americans and voters, especially going into an important midterm in November, should be concerned.
Well, you think what a missed opportunity for Stacey Abrams, not that she necessarily would have the authority, but I don't know if you saw the video of the kids in Israel. I think they were like third or fourth graders when the teacher announced to them that they could take off their masks. The mask mandates were done. The cheers that came out, the natural expression of these young kids, Julio, was just exciting. It was reinvigorating. And my immediate thought was, Where's America? Why are we missing out? Look at this. This is the genuine response. And Stacey, could you imagine if Stacey Abrams had turned around to those kids and say, take the mask off. We're getting rid of the masks. Could you imagine the elation that would have taken place and how viral that would have been? But like you said, to your point, the elites are happy to stay in that special atmosphere that says, we'll interact with the minions, you know, for show, because we got to go through this process and kind of, you know, come up with some sort of faux election process. But we know that they're lucky to have us as leaders, because Julio, to your earlier point, this is critical that people really catch this. And I've been getting in trouble because I keep pointing this out, but I just can't help myself but to bear witness to the truth. And that is that you have this ruling class that are of a eugenicist mindset. They believe that they're the uber elites, and in much the same way that Adolf Hitler believed in the Aryan race. It's a form of the same thing, because he was a eugenicist. He believed that the herd needed to be culled. We were going to put notices and little stars and triangles on people's chests to identify who was worthy to breathe oxygen there in Germany. And it's come down to that here. It's all very subtle, but it's the same thing. This is why abortion has been able to proliferate, and this attitude toward our fellow men, and that they want us at each other's throats and continue to play up this race card, which is all a bunch of bull, frankly, on its face. Because you look at this country. We elected the first black president. We've got more wealthy black people. Under Trump, we had more black people back to work than ever. And this is outside of the political science of what Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson would want to promote, because that is what that's what enlarges their coffers, right?
Exactly. And I'm glad that you brought them up, because, you know, you think about the rise in their career, you know, after the unfortunate, assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. I think the civil rights movement in no small form, I mean, I think it's a mm-hmm. big problem, kind of got prostituted, into what it's become today because of the likes of the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons and people like mm-hmm. that, you know, operating in concert with the Democratic Party, a Democratic Party that expanded government and forced minorities onto government dependence. And that's mm-hmm. something that obviously we see, it manifests itself in a lot of ways. It manifests itself in the high abortion rates among minorities, which you previously brought up. Mm-hmm. It manifests itself in higher divorce rates and in incidences of single parentage. And then obviously all the things that go along, the negative effects of single parentage, which you see the elevated numbers of poverty, elevated numbers in terms of, crime, and a lot of other associated negatives.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, to your point, I'm going to be interviewing Jason Riley next week. He's got a new book called Out the Black Boom. And interesting premise here, an analysis, when you look back at when blacks are in political power and that becomes the focus, as opposed to the basics, you know, like reading, writing and arithmetic, you know, like education and economic opportunity and things like that, something gets lost when political power is, you know, becomes the god, that minorities do not fare well with political power. They're not served well. It's kind of like the conversation I had with Bob Woodson, you know, Bob Woodson. And I asked him, I said, Bob, look at why is it we've spent close to $30 trillion since the war on poverty in the mid 60s with President Johnson, right? I mean, think about it. $30 trillion. Okay. What happened? How come we're not moving the needle here? I mean, this is bad business. The return on investment of 30 trillion. He goes, Bill, you don't understand. I said, help me understand. What's the problem? He says, 70% of that money goes to black bureaucrats.
Wow.
Think about that. Think about that. You see, and this is a disease of politics. We're in kind of like what we're dealing with now. We'll talk more about it in just a bit. And that is that the nature and the economy of the Beltway is about being served and not serving, and which is not what our founding fathers wanted to happen. And so all these politicians are fattening up their wallets at the expense of everyday American citizens. And if that's not enough, they think that the world, this country, can't sustain enough the people that we have, the population we have. So what if COVID comes in? So what if we lose, you know, 1 million or 2 million people? No big whoop, right? Because it, you know, this land can't possibly sustain the population at the level that it is right now. So they have decided. We've got more from Julio Rivera. Stay with us right here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, it looks like the veil has been pulled back, and the U.S. government, Wizard of Oz's, as I call them, is being exposed for the fraud and self-indulgence that is today's legislator and today's bureaucrats. The slick hide the pee foundations. Are you tracking with me here now? Because you got to follow the pee. All right. Now, these slick hide the pee foundations, unethical insider trading and quid pro quo cronyism is galling. It's endless and it is disgusting, isn't it, Julio?
Yes, it most certainly is. And we were talking in the break about Dr. Fauci and those types of assorted bureaucrats, and they're the establishment bureaucrats are the ones that are, I think, pose the worst danger to America. Establishment legislators, people like that, that are allowed to permeate within the government for decades. Taking advantage of their position and their power to try to enrich themselves. That's the reason why you wind up having these people that go into a job that I believe as of this year only pays $170,000 a year. And if you live in Washington, D.C., that doesn't go quite as far as people might think it does. But after 20, 30 years, these people wind up retiring with these, eight-figure golden parachutes.
Exactly.
It's absolutely ridiculous. You know why? It's because of the abuses of power that they enjoy being in the position that they were in.
Okay, well, to your point, Nancy Pelosi, when she went into Congress, was worth $3.5 million. Not bad. In 1987. Okay? Now she goes into the legislature, works her way up, and handles the purse in many ways. I mean, she knows the economy and what makes the world turn on the beltway, and that is he who has the money wins. And quid pro quo, I mean, she is quid pro quo Nancy to the degree that now her self-worth is $250 million. And so to your point, at $180,000 a year, I mean, you got to be some sort of wizard investor that somebody else is handling, because you're not supposed to be, involved with your dealings, right? You're supposed to keep it clean. And of course, that doesn't happen. But 250 on its face, Julio, it's hard to defend.
No, it most certainly is. And that's how I recently wrote an article that was on Newsmax.com. It's in part of my austere constructionist blog, where I kind of talk about what the problems are in Congress and the abuses of power and all these things that we're discussing here. But one possible solution I have to this is something that's been talked about a little bit. We hear rumblings about it every so often. But I really would like the idea of the establishment, the frauds, the crooks, the swamp being challenged on a regular basis, on a daily basis, once again, by former President Trump. And something that Matt Gaetz, the representative from Florida, previously had talked up was the possibility of electing President Trump the Speaker of the House. A lot of people don't realize this, but it's actually part of the Constitution. It's Article 1, Section 2.
Right.
And it specifically states that the members of Congress shall choose their leader. And their speakers and their, so all these people that are put on committees and whatnot, they don't necessarily even need to be congressmen. And certainly the Speaker of the House doesn't have to be an elected congressman. Mm-hmm. So that's something I think, could you imagine the excitement on a daily basis because Nancy Pelosi's probably going to seek re-election. She said she could.
Well, she said no, and then she came back and said yes. And then along with that, she made the same statement that she made, I believe it was in October of 2020, when she said that there was no way that Donald Trump was going to win re-election.
Mm-hmm.
That Joe Biden was going to be the next president. Okay, so it makes you wonder, what did she know that we didn't know? Well, it's clear. Right.
Maybe she knows some people over at Dominion. I don't know. But obviously, I don't think any sane person could sit there and ration how realize how it would be possible for Joe Biden to get 82 or 83 million, whatever votes, whatever they say. But this is the thing, right? The Republicans are coming back. I mean, it's going to happen. History tells us that the minority party always comes back strong in the first midterm. Right? And that's under normal circumstances. I think we have a set of extraordinary circumstances as it relates to the Biden presidency, because he's been especially futile. And he's made a lot of bad decisions by executive fiat.
right.
That has shot America in the foot. I mean,
have you seen the latest poll? 56% of the people say this guy's done nothing. He's done nothing for me. When they ask, hey, what has he done for you? Nothing.
They need to pull the drug cartels. They need to pull the dictators and all the horrible leaders of the failing countries around the world. Ask them how Joe Biden is doing. You'll probably get a better answer. But ask the taxpaying American citizen, they're not going to be very happy with it.
No, without a doubt. Yeah, this is then that was a CNN poll, believe it or not, Julio. So,
yeah.
I mean, and you watch CNN now. They're starting to dance away. They're trying to, of course, they're running rudderless right now. They're looking for a leader, and they're looking to find a way to reinvent themselves. So now they're starting to do some reporting, which has been out of character for them, you know, for the last 6 years. So we'll see how that plays out. But you know, to your point, you know, we're heading down the tea leaves. Everything tells us that this should be a red wave, but you've got to know that the Republican Party, the RNC, has got to be vigilant, as vigilant, if not more vigilant, than were the Democrats in 2020 to make sure that there is a free and fair vote. Ballot stuffing is eliminated, that the rules are the rules, that all these Democratic lawyers do not go and storm these state houses to change the rules all in the name of COVID or something else that they determined to argue about. Excuse me. And be able, you know, because otherwise they're going to tip the scales. And then what's going to happen is we're going to end up with the same thing. And I got to tell you, Julio, if something like that, I mean, what you just said in terms of a scenario of Donald Trump, you know, going in and I've heard this theory and thought, wow, would the gray matter fly and the beltway? Oh, my gosh, heads would be exploding if that would happen. And that is that he becomes the leader of the House. They impeach Biden and Harris, certainly they're impeachable offenses there. And then who's left standing? The number three seat is the leader of the House, the Speaker of the House. So, and that would be Donald Trump. And how much fun would that be?
Yeah, you know what? Another reason, honestly, Bill, another reason why I'm very excited about the prospect of something like this potentially is not only because of that, but because Republicans, we need to centralize behind a certain idea. You know, I think that, you know, the splits and the different factions within the party, we need to consolidate under the same agenda that prior to COVID had America in the best position it's probably ever been. I mean, economically, certainly, you know, and everything else, you know, we didn't have all this upheaval in the world. We didn't have Putin poised to attack Ukraine. We didn't have, you know, the inflation and all the other problems, the border problems and all these other things. You know, if we got to get back behind that idea. That's why I like Trump for speaker, because I think it brings a certain accountability to Republican legislators. And let's face it, Kevin McCarthy does not have consensus. And there's a danger that if the House vote gets too close, and let's say we wind up winning the House, but we only have an advantage of a couple of seats, you know the Democrats are going to vote in lockstep for Pelosi.
Always.
If there's any split or faction, you know, little factional wars between the Republicans, we could wind up with a majority in the House potentially, and still Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker. That possibility does exist.
Well, it's certainly there's all kinds of scenarios that could take place here. But if we're going to get this country back on track, Julio, we've got to get to the truth. You know, it's like we have an opportunity to get a coach to give us a winning season again. I don't care about the tweets, like one gal said. I missed the mean tweets and stocked shelves. So it's like, hey, let's get back to winning again. And I don't care about tweets. I don't care about the personality. I'm not electing a saint. I'm electing somebody who can get America back on track and winning again. And the Republicans need to be in lockstep to that end or else. Julio Rivera, thank you, my friend.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. America's inflation rose to 7.5% in January. That's the highest level since February of 1982. Edgewell CEO Rod Little on CNBC says there's a silver lining to be had.
Yeah, the good news is the new inflation peak we're seeing is primarily around materials. And so we talked about resins in the past being significantly up. This last round, chemicals, specifically chemicals that go into the sun care formulations, are the big drivers.
President Biden said Thursday that American citizens in Ukraine should leave now due to increasing concerns that Russian troops may soon invade the country. It should be noted, although a massive troop buildup by Russia is taking place, President Putin could be posturing for NATO concessions, or an invasion could take place. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got the one and only Lou Uteler, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax spend, and budgetary issues. All those important things that are critical to America, Lou, as, you know, I can't help but think of people who are dealing with this rough winter and their fuel bills going up. I mean, what this Biden administration has done and how they've harmed the American people is not even short of disgusting. It just makes me angry.
You're absolutely right. And this Canadian trucker march, I mean, a clear case where we should be in lockstep with them, and we're not doing it. This is an opportunity missed again by this crazy administration.
Well, and I hear that American truckers are coming together. So it's not just going to be there in Canada on the border, but truckers are coming. They're planning a convoy from the Northwest and the Southwest heading to D.C.
Yes, and it's about time. And it's about time that the president restored the flow of gas through the Canadian pipeline and made America competitive again, as you outlined, the assault on the family budget for gasoline in the tank, for energy in your warming system, et cetera, is an outrage and must be countered by rapid public policy change.
Well, and the thing that's so ridiculous, Lou, is that for 4 years, all we heard was that Donald Trump was a puppet to Vladimir Putin. And Donald Trump, by comparison, had the Russians under control. He didn't allow them to open up Nord Stream, the gas line, you know, into Germany. We were independently, energy independent. Our pipelines are working. Joe Biden on the first day shuts down our pipeline, opens up their pipeline, and now we're on the verge of a potential World War III with the Russians, and meanwhile we're buying oil from them, which now I think we're up to about $92 a barrel. Thank you very much. All self-inflicted at a time when inflation, oh yeah, by the way, is adding to the pain. And this is all self-inflicted, all done by Joe Biden and his administration, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats, clearly.
That violates what you and I keep talking about each week, and that is imposing common sense. It makes no sense to increase the cost to us of our own produced gas while aiding the enemy or potential enemy. So, again, what this administration is engaging in is roughshod riding over American historic common sense. We must stop it.
Exactly. Well, and what's happening now is that the Biden administration still hasn't gotten the memo, and that is an increasing number of Americans have already declared the pandemic is over. Away with the mask. I mean, you even got the governor of New Jersey, the governor of New York saying, look, it's time to let go of the mask. Before that, we had Boris Johnson in the UK, get away with the mask, you know, do away with the mask mandates. Israel, of course, Sweden, other countries as well have followed suit, because the bottom line is, Lou, it didn't work. And we've been saying this from day one, right? It didn't work. It's not working. It will never work.
That's right. And that's what the Canadian truckers are underscoring. Can you imagine a bunch of guys driving their own trucks by themselves and wearing masks? I mean, it's so absurd. So let's get on with the common sense and restore order. And certainly the latest polls are showing that common sense has gripped America and is going to destroy the Biden administration unless they begin to act responsibly.
Well, I got to tell you, Lou, I think that he is lame duck by virtue of his policies and what he has demonstrated to the people, that he's ill-equipped on the economy, immigration, crime. These are all things that have been self-inflicted by his policies, by the left of the Democratic Party. And I don't, you know, he has not indicated any sign of the American people to think that he's going to, you know, pivot and as you say, embrace some common sense, you know, policies and reasons that could help the American people.
That's right. And all we need is a restoration of calm in the streets, stop lawbreakers from stealing without penalty, bring people off the streets, put them in safe places, restore warmth to those without it. Again, get together as a nation and do what we do best. And that is help each other, support each other, cut a new direction for the future and for the world, and show the leadership that has always been the American way.
You know, I read to our audience, Lou, and I think you can appreciate this, because this is, you and I have been beating this drumbeat forever, is the solution is in our Declaration of Independence. This is why the left does not want us to reassociate and reconnect with our founding documents. But let me just remind everybody of the first paragraph. This is the United in Congress of July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. This is where we are. We're at that crossroads to say we are no longer going to travel down this insane road that has been brought to us by Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the progressive left.
No, you're right. And it is equally important that we read those words every week to our children in their schools so they know what America is all about and why we broke away, why we are a free people, why we marshal our own future because we don't listen to kings and dictators. That's
exactly
America. You bet.
And then you get these stupid things that are coming out. I don't know if you heard about this one, but the government, Joe Biden, has decided to spend $30 million to give away free crack pipes, Lou. I mean, this is how absurd. I mean, you talk about all reason being thrown and cast aside. We're going to hand out crack pipes to the people.
Yeah.
You know, I guess we ran out of cake, Marie Antoinette. We'll just give them crack pipes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Well, you do a great job for us, Bill, by leading with these issues and inviting people like me to join you because this nation is the center of the universe, must be restored, must be maintained, and it's our job to do that. I'm pleased to join with you and help marshal that direction and renewal for America that we love and cherish.
Amen. Well, Lou, it's been an honor as well. The feelings are mutual. You've been a dear friend, and you've been very faithful to the cause. When you and I first got together, and we said that it required all hands on deck. Everybody needed to, as you say, man their oars, and this is where we are right now. Lou Euler, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, as we wrap things up, remind everybody how they can be in touch.
Come and get all the right arguments from limittaxes.org. And restore our beautiful America.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Connor Boyack is going to be with us in just a moment to talk about Tuttle Twins, the TV show, all the exciting things that are happening around Tuttle Twins. He's the founder and president of Libertas Institute, author of 30 books, including Tuttle Twins, a children's series introducing young readers to the principles of freedom. Connor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the success of the Tuttle Twins. You've sold more than 3 million copies, and now you're going into a crowdfunded Angel Studio TV series, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's been clear that what started as just a fun side project a few years ago with a single book has blossomed into this big project where there is a lot of demand from families who are fed up with what their kids are being spoon-fed propaganda in the schools. They're worried about what's on TikTok and all the narratives kind of swirling around in pop culture. And a lot of parents feel stranded. They're wondering where they can turn, where are those trusted materials. And so more and more are saying, like, okay, cool, Tuttle Twins. I know that this is going to teach important values that made America great, that make, you know, good character and all that stuff. And and parents are relieved because they feel like they're on the front lines of a battlefield for their children's minds.
Yeah, without a doubt. Connor, take us back and explain the genesis of Tuttle Twins. How did this come about?
So I run a nonprofit called Libertas Institute. We basically try and change laws to be, you know, more freedom friendly and personal liberty and all that. And when my children were young, 5 and 3, I, you know, as any good dad, I'd come home and ask them, hey, how was your day? And tell me what you did. And my 5-year-old started reciprocating that question. Dad, what did you do today? And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, how do I talk about fighting eminent domain to a 5-year-old, right? Or how do I talk about, you know, pushing back on socialism or whatever? So I went on Amazon and I tried to find books that would help me talk to my kids about these ideas about free markets and property rights and entrepreneurship, and came up short. There was nothing at the time. This was 2014. And, you know, there's books on, you know, the birds and the bees and potty training. Like, there's books for everything.
Right.
But there weren't books for these core values. And so teamed up with a friend of mine, Elijah, dad, who's our illustrator. He shared this perspective, wanted this for his kids. And we thought, you know, if this first book is a flop, no big deal, because we want this for our family.
Exactly.
It wasn't a flop. Tons of people bought it. And that was kind of the market signal to keep it going. And now we've sold over 3 million copies.
So I'm hearing you correct. You're an attorney, right? By trade?
No, I'm not. No, I employ attorneys, but I myself am not one.
Okay. You only play an attorney on TV shows. That's it, right?
Exactly.
But because you're addressing these issues that sound very legal and, you know, breaking it down to the kids. So because of your you can blame your son for all the Tuttle Twins has become because of one question, right?
And that's the power of questions, right? And I never would have encountered this idea before. I'm sure like so many parents before and since, I just would have shrugged it off. I'm like, oh, you know, when you're older, I'll talk to you about this. Or, you know, when you're a teenager getting close to voting or whatever, then we can talk about political ideas or current events. And what we're finding is that by then it's too late. By then our children have been exposed by teachers, textbooks, TikTok, and the rest to these ideas where their narrative, their perspectives are already taking shape, in many respects already formed. And it is very difficult to counteract that. It is very difficult to undo what has already been done. And so our message to parents is that you got to start young. You got to introduce these ideas, give your children a foundation of freedom, help them understand these concepts so that when they encounter them, you know, in the classroom or among their peers or wherever, they will have some critical thinking ability to evaluate these other ideas. Oh, wait a minute, you know, free college. Oh, I actually know because I read in a Tuttle's book. That's not actually free. You're just making other people pay for it, and maybe that's not a good thing. Helping them think through these things is going to be very important, and we have to start younger than we ever thought we did.
Connor, timing's everything. I mean, here you are. You're creating Tuttle Twins, and I take it this is all happening before the lockdown of COVID and kids staying at home. Is that right?
Yeah, we started with our first book in 2014. We did a book or two every year after that. But when 2020 hit, things exploded for the Tuttle Twins.
I bet.
In large part because so many families, again, were trying to figure out what resources they could use to teach their kids, and they turned to us.
So here it is. Since 2014, you're doing the infrastructure of Tuttle Twins. You're getting this all together, enjoying some success with the sale of the books. COVID-19 comes in. Parents, for the first time in decades, get a look-see into the classrooms that are controlling their children, and they are in absolute shock. They cannot believe what is happening, and here you are. You know, God's positioned you and your company in a perfect place to be part of the answer for a time such as this, as we say.
Definitely one of those things that when preparation meets opportunity, right? Like when we started, it was just, oh, this will help, you know, some parents talk to their kids about these ideas and how great and whatever. It was just kind of a fun side project. But yes, 2020 hit, and with all of the government's response and the craziness that has happened, our project has transformed from just a fun side hustle to, I would say, a campaign. It is what has now led to the cartoon. You know, we've got a podcast and curriculum and a game, and we're really trying to expand our content offerings so that children of any age, right, no matter how they like to learn, some prefer books, some like a cartoon, we want to make sure that all children have the ability to learn this content. And that's why we're so excited with the cartoon, because it's going to reach so many more kids than we have with the books.
Well, right now, let's direct people where they can go and how they can connect with Tuttle Twins TV and your Facebook and other social media connections so that they can, you know, connect their kids and their families to the Tuttle Twins.
Thank you. Yeah, if you're interested in the books, the best deal you're going to find is at TuttleTwins.com. And if you want to watch the cartoon, it is all free. We just last night put out our sixth episode on inflation, which is a super fun episode, super timely, of course, with all the crazy inflation that's happening right now.
I've got some government officials, elected officials, that probably should see that cartoon, and maybe they might understand what inflation is all about, Connor. Just saying, because based on some of the ridiculous statements that they put on in the airwaves, it's like, wait a minute, you know, you are just absolutely disconnected from reality and understanding what causes inflation and how your policies are continuing to exacerbate the problem. Just sidebar comment. Sorry. Go ahead.
You are not wrong. We would love to put together a private screening for members of Congress, since this is helping educate them at a level they can understand. So that's exactly
They themselves can go and see and not send their staff and expect to get the translation from the staff, because they don't read anyway. So we'll give it to them in video form and get them educated to understand what the heck is going on, right?
For anyone who's interested in watching the cartoon, I should point out it is completely free. There's no subscription. You don't need to pay for anything else. You can go to TuttleTwinsTV.com, and you can see all the content. It's on YouTube right now. You can search for Tuttle Twins there, watch all the episodes for free. It's such a great way to, you know, feel like you're not doing something wrong by putting your kid in front of the iPad for an hour and, like, who knows what
exactly
they're being exposed to on Nickelodeon or, you know, even Disney Plus these days. This is high-quality content. It is super funny. We've got comedians on the writing team. It is just a fun kids cartoon, but it's introducing and talking about important concepts so that children are getting exposed to these imperative ideas that all well-rounded people need to learn and that our school system has been doing a very poor job at. And so the Tuttle Twins TV show is our effort to kind of provide parents yet another tool where they can make sure their kids are learning these ideas.
Do you realize what you're going to do? You are sending these young revolutionaries into the classrooms to fight out, you know, this narrative that's being indoctrinated, you know, on most of these other kids. I mean, you know, this is, there's going to be resistance, no doubt, and probably should come with a warning of a time for courage for parents and these young kids, because, you know, the cancel culture, and particularly with these teachers unions, the way they act, they don't like people to think. I mean, this is really the end game of all this. It's about control. And they can control our kids if they dumb them down. And we send our kids to school to be educated, to be smarter, not to be dumber. And clearer, it seems to be, at least in my assessment, Connor, that the agenda by the teachers' union at all is to dumb our kids down so that they will be beholden to a power force that says that it's not what your parents say or what your God says. We're your authority, right?
You are right. This is historically how authoritarian societies have devolved into, I would say, evil. It is always a play for the minds of the children. And look, for the parents listening out there, if you don't understand that you're on a battlefield, you've already lost the war. We have to recognize the forces coming after our children's minds, the rising generation. Tuttle Twins is one tool to help. We need a lot more, but we're hoping that people will get the Tuttle Twins books, watch the cartoon, and as you say, become part of the intellectual resistance so that we can push back against all this nonsense happening and fight for a better future.
About 30 seconds left here, Connor. How much time do we have left to save our educational system?
You know, I'm a homeschooling advocate, so I kind of think we do need a reset on the educational system. In my mind, a lot of what's happening is a positive thing to help families recognize we need to build alternative structures, get kids outside of government schools, help them find a different path that speaks more to their individuality rather than homogenizing them in a conveyor belt with all the other kids. So I
see
a big silver lining in what's happening, and I'm actually very hopeful for the future.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunnybay.
The final phase of extermination.